Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The boys out in the bullpen, Ryan Clary specifically, Corporate Clary, busting chops for the old rooster by asking who Lane Hutson is. Now, you probably don't know either, but I know because I'm smart.
Is that in relation to the Jordan? Jordan?
No. That's a different Hutson causing all sorts of problems.
Gotcha.
This is the Montreal Canadiens defenseman who is a hot shot, who just signed.
We're sure he's not related. Like, is this confirmed? No relation?
Yeah. Well, I mean, as far as I know.
Okay. But it's a possibility.
Yeah. But he just signed an 8-year, $8.85 million per year. Average annual value extension with the Montreal Canadiens this morning. $8.85, $55 million in signing bonus money, according to Emily Kaplan of ESPN. And Clary goes, Russell, who's Lane Hutson? And then they all immediately shut it down and start bitching and moaning about how terrible hockey is. Meanwhile, it's the greatest sport on earth. It's awesome. It's way better than the gobbledygook that you people like. It's awesome. It's great. It's tremendous. I watched the Capitals sweep away the Islanders and the Rangers back-to-back nights over the weekend.
It's awesome. It's great. It's the greatest sport in the world.
It's awesome. It's awesome. It's very good.
It's very good.
It's very good. You should try it one time. Anyway. By the way, so I wanted to get to this before we get to the calls. Remember when Cliff Kingsbury was hired by the Washington Commanders? Late January of 2024. Remember when? Immediately, people started connecting the dots and trying to play fantasy GM and trying to start the rumor mill and say, oh, look at what we have cooking here. Yeah. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Do you know him, AMAC?
When
Cliff Kingsbury was hired by the Washington Commanders, in late January of last year, meaning 2024 calendar year, before the season, obviously, under Dan Quinn, he was pulled away from Las Vegas, and ultimately signed here.
Right? You're talking about the Kingsbury to Caleb Williams connection.
Yep.
As his, was he like an offensive analyst at USC?
Yep. And immediately those rumors started. Yeah. And I got to say, my guy Adam Schefter stirred the pot big time. Mm-hmm. He put it out amongst others. But when Adam Schefter puts something out that's more rumor and innuendo than anything, that picks up a lot of legs, right? That picks up a lot of steam.
He's the one who was like, Caleb Williams was very concrete about he was going to control where he wanted to go? Because I remember that being the big buzz. Like, he was going to, and that's why a lot of people thought he would land in Washington.
He may have been. That I don't remember. But there was a lot of that too, right? So, and a lot of people, because Caleb is from here, put two and two together and said, okay, Caleb is going to not want to go to the Bears. He's going to want to go home. And then when the Commanders hired Cliff Kingsbury as their OC in late January, everybody that had an opinion out there stirred the hornet's nest and said, oh, wait a second. Cliff Kingsbury, Caleb Williams. Caleb wants to go home. Caleb's from D.C. Caleb doesn't want to go to the Bears. And all of the hoopla started. And people wanted the Commanders to trade up from number two to number one for Caleb Williams. This show did not. We made it very, very clear. We had no interest in that at all, period. Not only because I didn't believe that Caleb Williams was as great as everybody else thought he was. I thought, hey, man, you can run all over the place like a crazy man in the Pac-12 where they don't play defense. You try some of that in the NFL, you're going to get squashed like a bug. Okay? And so far, Caleb Williams has stayed healthy. And so far, Caleb Williams has made plenty of plays, right? But we all know that consistently, Caleb Williams has not necessarily been the most consistent quarterback. Like, if you watch the tape, if you watch the film, you'll see Caleb Williams make throws that'll make your jaw drop. And you'll see him tonight. But then he'll throw one into the ground, or he'll make a boneheaded decision on the run and try and get away with one, trying to throw across his body, across the middle of the field, and it'll get picked off or nearly picked off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Caleb in a nutshell. And, you know, to some degree, you can live with some of that if the rest of the team around you is good. The problem for the Bears right now is their defense sucks. They spent a lot of money on their offensive line. They invested a lot at wide receiver and at tight end. But now, how do they run the ball better? And how do they get Caleb to be more consistent? So, the reason why I bring this up is, could you imagine if the Commanders would have been so stupid, so naive, so dumb, so reckless, like many of you wanted them to be, to trade up to number one for Caleb Williams, for the right to take Caleb Williams? Could you imagine that? There would be no Marshawn Lattimore, which I'm sure many of you would appreciate. There would probably be no Laramie Tunsil. You know what also there might not be? Johnny Newton. Mikey Sanristil. Ben Sinnott. There might not be any of those guys. There might be one. There might not be any. There might be no Laramie Tunsil. There might be no Marshawn Lattimore. There might be no Deebo Samuel. Because when you trade up from just two to one, you pay a king's ransom to have that exclusivity. And presumably, they would have only traded up from two to one to get one guy. Caleb Williams. Now, the Bears say he was never available. They were never going to trade, make that trade. But if you would have offered a king's ransom, maybe they would have. And maybe the Commanders would have taken Jaden Daniels anyway. I doubt it. But maybe they have a higher evaluation of Caleb Williams than I do. I am not a big Caleb Williams guy. Sorry. I think he's wonderfully talented. But he is reckless. He is erratic. He is inconsistent. And that was what he was at USC. Never mind in the NFL. Is he going to get better with little Benny Johnson and the Bears? Sure. Is he guaranteed to have any kind of legitimate success, big time success for a number one overall pick who has been given carte blanche, who has been given weapon after weapon? I mean, maybe he'll be good. Maybe. Tough division, man. Tough to do it with no defense or limited talent on defense. And no running game, for the most part. Right? Tough to do it. I don't know, man. I am so thankful that the Commanders got Jaden Daniels, number one. Let's start there. I think that's obvious. Number two, and most importantly, could you imagine if they had traded the number two overall pick, a second round pick that turned out to be number 36, another second round pick that they made in a trade, a fourth round pick or a fifth round pick, and maybe more, just to move up from two to one. Think about that. As you watch tonight's game, think about that. 301-230-0980. We'll get out to your calls shortly. Hang tight. Just wanted to bring all of that up, but we'll start knocking them down next. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.